Welcome, mydearsister.com and mydearbrother.com, the answer for our faith. And the question this week is, how are we to respond when another Christian is against us? How are we to respond when another Christian is against us? This is found in Matthew 18, 15 through 16. It says, moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, and you have gained a brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be him to you like a heathen and a tax collector. So let's break this down. How do you respond when another Christian is against you or sins against you or upsets you or does something wrong? First thing, you know, we need to know about offense. You know, a brother who overlooks offense, is strong. It's good. A love covers up a multitude of sin. But sometimes we get in situations where it needs to be addressed. It's a thorn in our side. It's hurt, and it's causing bitterness in us, and we don't want to be bitter. So it's more, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Don't go get, go tell a bunch of other people. Don't try to, get teams and start choosing your teams, before you go to battle on this. Don't go spreading gossip. Don't be presumptuous. You need to go to him. Get that person alone, and tell them how you feel and what is wrong and what needs to change. And if he hears you, you have gained your brother. If he says, oh man, I didn't mean it that way, I didn't say it that way. Because many times it's not a matter of if your brother and sister are against you. Many times it's just miscommunication. Now, there are things, that are not that way, but this is how you find out. This is how you find out if that person really meant to hurt you or if it was just a miscommunication or misunderstanding. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word will be established. And so this is what you got to do, is if he's not listening to you, if he goes to him and says, oh, get over it, come on, man, grow up. Well, then you might need to go get somebody else, and talk to that person. Get an elder in the church, get somebody, like that to understands a friend, and then go back with them. Our mutual friend is really the best, and to work this piece out. And if you refuse to hear them, then tell it to the church. Then you got to go to the church, which means the elders and the pastor and that kind of stuff. And some people go all the way in front of the congregation, and that just may need to be too. Whatever the situation is. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. And of course, a heathen is somebody who doesn't know Christ. And there are wolves in sheep's clothing in the church. And there are tares in the church. And there are bad fish in the church. And there are goats in the church. And so you may run into that. So treat him like or let him be like a heathen. Doesn't that treat him like a heathen? We need to always befriend people. We always need to be holding out, a hand of peace, and goodwill. But you might need to separate as being friends, and you might need to set on us, in a different place, and ask God to really help you, not to take it personal. So like a heathen and a tax collector, and there's a whole lot about tax collector as well. Thank you.